Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Amen, amen, and amen. We're singing glory. Yeah, around here this morning. Oh, my friend. It is just a beautiful, wonderful, out-of-sight thing to be the Lord this morning and to wake up. And the Lord has blessed us all with another day. Oh, my friend. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, that the Lord has blessed us with another day, another chance. Ooh. I don't know about you this morning, but I just thank the Lord for waking this old guy up here. I do too. I thank the Lord every day, every second he gives me. Amen. And good morning, everybody. We just hope you have your ears on the ready to hear another episode from us here on Calling from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar. I am your host, and we are so delighted to give you your listening ears. This is episode 305 on the BTRO platform, and we are so delighted to be with you, and we hope that you feel the same regardless where you may be listening to us from. But we are so delighted to be with you and to bring a little joy to your morning. Is that all right? We bring a little joy down there. Amen. And amen. I'm just so joyously this morning. The Lord has been good to your host. Yeah, he is real good. And he does not good some of the time, but he is good all of the time. 24/7. Yes, he is. He is good all the time. Hey. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is, my friend. Oh, yes, he is. He's a really good God, don't we? Are we here, aren't we? We're here. We on this side kind of life. We on the top salt, not the salt on top of the road. The Lord has given us another day, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right. And we hope you take all the advantage each second, each hour that the Lord has given you on this wonderful, wonderful day. It's just another benefit to be alive. The Lord gives you a benefit to be alive. For most of us, we want more, don't we? And it's all right to want more and to be at your best, but just thank God that you are alive this morning and he gives you a chance just to do that. Amen and amen. First of all, we want to welcome all of our listeners. We want to welcome you to the program, but not just only welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest, and we applaud you this morning for having your ears on. Thank you. Amen. And my friend, if this is your first time listening, and if you love what you're listening to, tell others about us. Share us on Facebook, clicking in on the internet. Share, TikTok and others. Share us. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you know the Lord died for you, if you know he you're in him, share us this morning. Share the good news of Jesus Christ on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Love is in the air. Love is in the air. That's Jesus Christ. He said he gave us his life. Oh, man. Isn't that love? Isn't that the greatest love story? Amen. Jesus Christ gave his life, became a lamb that was slain, the Lamb of Christ, of God, is Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, first of all, contributions, we hope that you can do it today. Turn in your contributions. Most might think, oh, I can't support Christian programming. I can't support the fact that the gospel is being spread. I don't want to support that. But my friends, support it. Because everything needs support. Everything costs money nowadays. Everything. And if you care about going to heaven, if you care about Jesus Christ, if you care about the message of love, help us out here on the financial way. And if you wonder where to send your contributions, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go ahead on and pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And when you go to paypal.com, it might pull up my publishing company, and that's us too. It's safe to say that you can put your contributions there. And you also can go to JLDLLE, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And we'd be so delighted that you could do it today. Do it today. And we want to thank you in advance for your generosity of keeping Christian programming right here on the air. Amen. And amen. You're listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, those boys, on the BPR, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting the all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. And we are so glad to be here. Yes, we are so glad to do it. This is our roll call, and this is time where we, hey, Silent, give you a shout out. Good morning, and we're so glad to be with you this morning. We just want to tell you how much we appreciate you listening. We want to give you a shout out this morning, if that's all right. If we say good morning, especially to you that are listening, especially if you listen to us live. We just want to say good morning to you, and we're so delighted to bring this program onto your listening ears. That's what we always say, keep your ears on so that you can keep on listening to us here on Chatting from the Word. We're so delighted to that you're with us this morning. Couldn't think of anything else to say, but we're just this morning and that you stick here with us, and we just want to say good morning to you. Is that all right? Now, once we get the study on where we can know for sure what city, state, country that we're listening, we're going to narrow it down by city, state, and country to say good morning to you. Amen and amen. And my friend, that was your roll call this morning. Roll, roll, roll. Thank you. And now, my friends, it is time for us to do a snapback of the program today. This is your snap, where we tell you what to listen to this morning here on Chatting from the Word, because we do not want to give you nothing to listen to. We want to at least give you something to listen to for your listening time. We just don't want you to waste your time listening to nothing. We want to give you at least something to listen to. Well, you heard our introductory song sung by Steve Adams, Glory, Hallelujah. What about you, my friend? But when the Lord comes for his church, that's going to be a hallelujah time. And we know that we all the saints are going to be going home with the Lord when he comes. It's going to be a hallelujah, hallelujah time. Amen and amen. And then pretty soon would be our prayer time. Our prayer time would be pretty soon, and our prayer scripture for our prayer time would be 1 John 5. That would be 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And if you have a copy of God's Word and you love to read along with us, you are welcome to do just that. Again, that is 1 John 5, 14 and verse 15. And, of course, Radiance a cappella will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer. Yes, they will be singing Sweet Hour of Prayer, put us in the right mood for our Father. And, of course, we are going to do our chat this morning. Yes, we are. We are chatting about the Word of God this morning. Are you ready for the chat this morning? We hope that you are. We hope that you did, you know, individual studying so that we can be on the same track when it comes to the Word of God. It's just a good thing to be on the same track. And, of course, we're talking, we are chatting from the Brother Paul the Apostle wrote to the church at Corinth. And this is who he's talking. This is who he's talking to. It's the church. And over the years, the church has been having problems. We think that the church having problems now. But the problems that was at Corinth, Paul felt like he had to deal with it. And that's what he's doing here. We're talking about spiritual gifts. And this is what Paul is focusing on here, is to tell them about spiritual gifts, because they had a problem there. They thought that because one can do this, they was better than somebody else. And here Paul brings it down as in a neat gift for them, in a neat package for them, if I can say that, and let them know what it's all about. So, my friend, we hope that you stick with us long enough, keep your ears on long enough to hear the chat for this morning. And, my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Your snapshot. Amen. And amen. Now, my friend, it is time to get on board the gospel explosion. Are you ready to get on board the gospel explosion? If you're ready to get on board this train, have your ticket lined up and have your ticket out. And if you lined up with your tickets up, get on board this train. Get on board the gospel explosion.
Oh.
Again, if you have a friend request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. Use those avenues to get your to us. But as always, we want to keep in your prayers those that have been requesting prayers, those that have lost loved ones, those that are going through some difficult time at this time. Of course, you've all the parents who lost babies and others lost mom and dad, and for all the mass shootings of our children that's going on worldwide. We want to pray for all of them that have lost their babies, or adults that have lost their lives, want to shoot up a whole crowd of people. Oh, man, that don't make any sense, does it? And then pray for the Russia-Ukraine situation. I pray that Mr. Putin, they will put an end to that. I know yesterday they mentioned Mr. Putin want to sit down and have a talk with them, and I don't know if he's sincere about it, but the president of Ukraine said, I'm not giving up the ship. I'm not giving up another our country that's supposed to be on our side. I take everything, Mr. Putin. So we just need to pray for that situation, that it will work itself out. And, of course, pray for those that are trying to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to pray for those that are trying to really make a difference when it comes to Jesus Christ, telling others about how beautiful the Lord really is. And, of course, keep praying. Pray for me as I pray for you. Our scripture reading for our prayer time, and if you have a copy of God's Word and you want to read along with us, you're welcome to do just that. We'll be coming from 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And here the gospel, meaning it, apostle of love, the apostle, pen these words. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire. Oh, my friend, we need to have confidence in our prayers, especially if we are in Jesus Christ. If you're in Jesus Christ, and if you have a healthy relationship with the Lord, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit, work within you, oh, my, the Lord hears your prayers. The only thing we need to do is just have faith. Now, he may not answer your prayers when you may want him to answer, or the way you want. That's it. But you know, we serve a God that's a right on time God, and he does what's best for everybody. And that's what we got to bear in mind. The Lord might, you might be praying for that Cadillac. The Lord said, no, you don't need that Cadillac. You might be praying for a big house. The Lord said, you don't need that big house right now. You might be praying for this. You might be praying for the Lord said, just wait and be patient. He knows what's best for all of us. My friend, are you ready to go, bow your head, open your mind and heart, so that we may comfort the Father? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy blessed name. Father, we recognize you omnipresent, you omnipotent. Oh, Father, we just do this for us because of your love for us. Oh, Father, we thank you for life, for another benefit of being alive. Father, we thank you for giving us a second chance, another chance to make us more alive. Father, we thank you so much for that. Father, Lord, your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, come down from the beauty of heaven down on this cruel world to show us how to love, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect with you. And taking upon himself the cross, becoming sin, to do no sin, so that all sin may be washed away in his blood. Oh, Father, we thank you for our sacrifice. Christ is his life. Oh, Father, come praying for us. You've already checked with the babies that were sick. We come praying for the parents and for the babies. Those of all the mothers, Father. Father, come praying for the washing and the things that we see. Is that coming in today? Oh, Father, we pray for the world in which we live in. Father, recognize that the world in which we live in is not the world we pray. That you are this Christian who shine our light so brightly that they may see our light and come to Jesus Christ. And Jesus, in your kingdom. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that hearts are aching because they lost a loved one. Come praying for those that hearts are aching because they lost a loved one and took the hands of faith. We Father, come praying for those that hearts are aching because when our priest person made their lives in line of duty. Oh, Father, we pray for all our political leaders at this time. Father, we pray that they never make laws very much worse than you, to make laws we all believe in peace and harmony. Oh, Father, we come to the church to get laws to lighthouse each other to be this time. Oh, Paul, come to these listeners this morning. Pray for all their doubts and fears. Father, we pray that you catch all their doubts and fears out of the sea, where they won't be surfaced in the morning. Oh, Father, come to our Father here in Canada. Father, we pray for our message, not concerning spirits of gifts. Father, we pray that we may say something to help someone who is trying to make heaven their home. As far as our ways are so devoted, continue to love loved ones, and those who try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can pray. And Father, never this church. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for reading our scripture text along with us. We want to thank you for praying along with us. And as always, we hope that we prayed for something that is on your mind always. As you have a chance to call in your prayers, and our call-in number is 319-527-6732, then you also have a chance to call in chat if you want to have a voice in our chat. Again, our number is 319-527-6732. This is our second half of the program. Time just swiftly moving on, and we have to. So just bear with us so that we can finish our program today. We just hope you're keeping ears on and really enjoying what we are what you're listening to this morning. We really hope that you are. First of all, we want to ask for another contribution. If you have not turned in your contribution, do so today. Do so today. Help us out. Keeping the fine program on the airways. Help us out to keep the fine program going and going. And if you're wondering what it's in the proceeds, we do have a kind of PayPal web page, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And you also can go to Zelle, G-E-L-L-E, and do the same. Put my email address, which is lowercase, oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Again, it is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. And do it today if you can. Do it today so that we can keep this fine program on the air. All right. Moving on. At this time, we used to tell you where you can listen to the program. Of course, you can Google us. Just go on and Google us. Google Oscar York. We're hosted by Oscar. And you should be able to get any program that you want to listen to. I'm telling from the Word with Oscar. And you also can pull up any program you want to hear or listen to, even this one. Okay? Or you can go to Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, go to Amazon Podcast. I'm trying to name all of them, part by others that we are coming on, and you should be able to pull up our and have the ears on and give us a grand listen. Please do that. Do it today. Listen to our program so that you may, first of all, you don't know nothing about salvation. You'll learn it. And so that you may be uplifted to keep on living for the Lord. Amen. You are listening to Chatting from the Word, and I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word, from the Word, and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian world. Hey! So glad to be here. Yes, we are. We are so glad to do it, and we are so glad to be a part of your day. Amen and amen.
Now here is our host, Brother Oscar York, with the chat now concerning spiritual gifts.
Thank you, my announcer. This is the time for our chat, and we hope that you have a copy of God's Word so that we can just chat this morning. Can we chat about the Word of God? Can we chat about how good God is? Can we chat about His will? Can we? Because in the world that has so many messages, that so many are clinging, I believe that the message of salvation should be ringing to the airwaves because we have so many negative messages out there. We have so many half-truths out there. Now, don't forget that Satan himself in the beginning told Eve a half-truth to get her to eat from tree that God told them not to eat of. It was half-truths that have been leading men and women on the wrong paths for years. It was half-truths that lead this world today. That's why today in this world today we have so many that are confused when it comes to the Word of God. That's why you have so many answering the question, where's my life? That it's about. I truly believe if we truly search in the Word of God and we truly read the Word of God, if we truly study the Word of God, you know, the Word of God will let us know what's going on. But let me say this. I'd be amiss if I don't say this part. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach, we just don't preach. But what we do here, we chat about the Word of God. We don't want to talk around you, under you, over you, around you, and all that. Chat with you, reason with you. when it comes to the Word of God. Can we do that today? Can we, as a group of people, reason together when it comes to God's Word? I hope we can. We're not talking about being perfect. Now, don't get on, bro. He ain't perfect. I know I'm not perfect. You neither. For that fact, you're not perfect me. So don't go around and say, well, Brother Oscar preaches false teaching. You may be teaching it to it. But what we need to do is be a group of people that come together and reason together. And if we can't reason together, you know what? We're going to be a bunch of people that's lost, even when we're trying our best, because we can't get along with each other enough to sit down and reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. Yes, I am talking this morning. I'm sorry, I'm talking this morning. So what we want to reason with you about this morning is the topic now concerning. Because that's what we are in the first letter that Apostle Paul, Brother Paul the Apostle, wrote to the Corinth church. And he's talking about, in chapter 12, spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. He opens up by saying, now concerning spiritual gifts. It is so many of us today, we are so confused about. So many of us today are so confused of the blessings that the Spirit gives us are divided among us. But I'm here to tell you, whatever gift the Lord gives you, He gives it to you so that God Himself, so that He may be glorified. For most of us, we want these. Well, I'm going to say miraculous gifts. I'm going to say gifts so that we may glorify ourselves and not God. But what I want to ask you and what I want to center on this morning is charismatic. I know yesterday I kind of mentioned that yesterday, charismatic, because we have so many charismatic people in the world today. And we charismatic because I believe that we get so all distorted when it comes to being a charismatic person. And the way I look at it and the way it seems to me, and I hope it seems this way to you, you look at the word charismatic, you can't help but see the word charisma. Charisma. If I may use the word charisma, and if I'm using the word charisma, it is like content, and that's what we're going to use the word charisma in its right content so that we won't be teaching off-the-wall stuff here this morning, because this is what I want to do, okay? And we want to look at the word charisma before we go deeper into anything else when it comes to the study about spiritual gifts. See, many today are confused when it comes to charismatic, when it comes to being charisma. The question I want to ask, have you ever seen a person that has, if I can use that word in that content, have you ever seen a charismatic person about themselves? And usually when you see a person like that, they are gifted to lead anything and anybody. He's someone that said, I wish I was like him. I wish I can be like her. I wish I can draw people in like him or her. I wish I could get people attention like he's getting it, like she's getting it. That's because they're a charismatic person. But what makes them being charismatic? Having that charisma. Have you thought about that? What makes a person that charismatic have that charisma? Have that charisma. Okay? And truly, when you see them, they usually what? Happy, jolly, always wearing a smile. And I always say to myself, I want to be just like that person. He's always happy. Or either the type of person can say the right thing at the right time, at the right moment. And any type of person, you listen to him say, I needed that, what he's telling me today. I need to hear that. So that makes that person a character. And I'm the type of person, let me tell you about me. I'm at church, right? I'm really enjoying my church because I love the Lord. And sometimes I let the Spirit just bubble up in me. And when preacher's saying the right thing, when there's good song singing, and I get excited, I might holler, hallelujah. I might raise my hand. And people around me, what's wrong with that rascal? So I'm usually that way. I don't know if I'm a charismatic person, but I love the Lord, and I let it be seen. So basically, when you see a charismatic person, he's usually a happy person in me. He usually is filled with joy. But the kind of charisma we're talking about is not so much the charisma that the Holy Spirit calls, but because of the way you feel. And though one may have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, they're feeling that way because they have the Holy Spirit. Not the fact that the Holy Spirit is the cause, but because they have the Holy Spirit or God in them, so they're happy about that. Oh, when I show my feelings to the church, it's because I'm happy I'm in the Lord. I have it in me. I have it deep in me that I'm happy to be in the Lord, serving the Lord. I like to call myself a charismatic person. Sure, I try to be happy. I think we all that are going to heaven should be happy. Isn't that what Brother Steve Adams is singing? Hallelujah song. We'd be happy when we go to heaven. I'm happy because, you know, if I stay on the right track, I'm going to heaven. What about you? Aren't you happy that you're in the kingdom of God? Are you? Tell that happiness. That's why because my point is, with this program, Chatting from the Word, is to put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk so that you may have that smile, so that you can show the world Christ in you, so that you can, you know, draw people to you. You know, most people don't want to see a sad person. You think you're going to draw people to you always frowning and looking like you want to kill them? Don't say that. But this is why I'm so glad that I bring this program on Monday through Friday so that we can give you that joy to show the world that when you're in Jesus Christ, you can have all the joy in the world. And to me, that's what having that right charisma is all about. Not the fact that you have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is in you. Yes, you have him. But because you have him, you have that joy. Because you have the Holy Spirit, you have that joy. And let me tell you something. You just don't get the Holy Spirit when you go to the church building. That Holy Spirit is with you 24/7, 7 days a week. And if you have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit calls on you to be happy, you're just a happy person all of the time. Not saying that you're not going to be sad because a lot of sad things is happening in the world, but only joyously happy person because you have the Holy Spirit within you. So I just want to put that little divot in there today to show you what we're talking about when we talk about charisma, because we're going to get off into this when talking about spiritual gifts. And let's start off with, I believe we left off in verse 3. Or yesterday, and here Brother Paul say these words in verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. That's why I mentioned the Spirit this morning. If we have a Spirit in us, that Spirit will cause us to be a happy person. But at the same time, that Spirit diversities of gifts. And the word diversities means different kind of gift. Oh, you know what? Let me say this. Brother Steve Adams, and I mention him because he sings our introductory song, he has the gift of music, of singing. Brother Oscar don't have that gift. I can't sing a lick. Now, I used to believe I could when I was younger. I played many different instruments at school, and I did different things. At one time, I thought I had the gift to be a good football player. At least I thought I did. But Brother Oscar saying that the Holy Spirit gives us diversity of different gifts. One may be a good singer. One may be able to be a good orator or a good speaker or a preacher. One may be able to be a good teacher. One may be a good one that makes people happy. One that greet people. You greet them and you wear a smile. That might be your gift that the Spirit have given you. Okay? That may be your gift that the Spirit has given you. But Paul is saying that is his only one Spirit that's giving you the diversities and gifts that we do have. That one Spirit. It's not many spirits again. It's just that one Spirit, and that is the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit. Okay? And then verse 5 says, there are differences of administration. Different administration. The gifts may be administered in different ways. Let me read it again. Because I don't want nobody to say, oh, brother, I said that don't sound right. Okay? And if anyone has another, twist on it, not twist, but you can add something to this, you call in and let me know. But here Paul is saying, and there are of administration. Sure, there are differences in administration. Or the way it's ministered. Or the way things may go. Different of administration of them, but the same Lord. In other words, there's one Holy Spirit and one Lord. And he's the same Lord that administers. And then it says in verse 6, and that of operation, but the same God who worketh all and in all. There you go right there, my friend. You're talking about the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It's God the Holy Spirit that gives us the different talents we have. Why Jesus says the administration of it. And it's God the Father. God the Father is the one, listen up, that worketh all and in all. God the Father, even in the beginning, worketh all and in all. It was, if you go back to Genesis, that over the earth. And it was God the Father who said, let there be light. And then with the Lord Jesus that made man in our imagination. Read the Bible. I know most of you never heard of that. But it's the three spirit work as one that gives us the diversities of talent. I'm calling it talent because that's what it is. There's a talent that you and I have, and I may not have your talent. You may not have my talent. See, I have the talent to be a radio host. It wasn't my talent years ago, but as I think about it, God was giving me that talent over time. And some talents God do give us over time. And when we sit down and recognize the things that the Lord allow us to suffer. Go through the things we've done, and once we sit down and think about it, you see that the Lord been leading you all that time to that certain talent, that certain thing that he wants you to do. And that's why I just praise the Lord every day for putting me in this ministry here where I'm coming over the radio. Over the years, he's been leading me to this very thing that I am doing today. And when I look back at it, things I did in school, the things I did in churches, the thing I did just doing them, the Lord was training me. He was teaching me for this very thing. And that's why I tell you, when you're praying to God for a certain thing, let him work with it. I mean, a lot of us, we get so impatient when we can't even see God at work. See God at work. Let him work with you. Let him develop you. Let him show you the way. Amen. That's the lesson for this morning, and we hope that tomorrow you join us. This lesson is getting real, real good. And tomorrow we hope that you have your ears on. Give us a chance. And as I said, if you want to be a part of the program, I'll call it number 6722. And we love to thank you, those that have listened to us live, for listening to us live. We appreciate it very, very much. Come on back. Come on back and, of course, share the show with others who need to hear how beautiful our Lord really, really is. Amen. And amen. We pray with me, please. Our Father, we start in heaven, and I'll be that time to give all of us. Father, we thank you for allowing all of us to have a brand new day. Father, we thank you for giving us a chance to teach and preach and listen to the music here on Chatting from the Room. Father, we pray for all of our listeners. Father, we pray they have a wonderful and beautiful day. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest through and abide with us all. Until we meet again, Jesus bless the name, do we pray. Amen.
Whoa!
Love somebody.
Of the New Jerusalem.
Bye.
Oh, we're gonna sing, yeah, we're gonna sing, oh, by and by. Oh, how the ransom singers will together lift that hymn when we sing, oh, yeah, oh, by and by. Oh, 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 what joy when we all glory rest. We're gonna rest in that child that is in heaven, in that land. Tell me the saints never, never, never die. Oh, we're gonna sing, we're gonna sing. Oh, by and by, here's another thing. In that mighty chorus, voices will so sweet they blend when we sing. Oh, yes.
By and by.
We'll be happy for gone.
All
our sadness that will never, 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 never end when we sing. Oh, sing.
And
when we make it over there,
victory and love will be our end.